I've asked several people about it, you know, and there's not very many, you know, people in the other counties that I've been to who remembered, you know, the time when it was the open range.
Everything was, everyone. And then you fenced your field. But about the fall of the year, after you broke the corn, they let the cows in the field, gathered the trash and the shucks, if you had velvet beans for them. And the cows know when they come. Most of the time, they'd be waiting for the gate when the day come. Couple of days before, they could read the man's mind. He's gonna let me in shortly. Come cool day, late November, Thanksgiving time. It's time to go in the field.
Yeah.
Well, the picking of get short in the woods.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fencing did you have?
When I moved here, we had some of both. We had slat fence, long slats, like 16-foot panels.
Made of boards, cut boards, or
like one by fours and fives.
Uh-huh.
Like three posts. I mean, a post in the middle, and the next end would double it. And we had a good bit of wire.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of wire when they fenced this place in my grandfather's time. Now, he died before I was born, so I didn't know it. He died the same week I was born. And my grandmother in Savannah, the one I told you about, was born in Brooklyn. She died the same week I was born, so I did not know either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard of them. But anyway, it was wire fence all around, a welded fence, an old style fence, but it lasted very good. I think it lasted about 60 years.
Was it like the barbed wire that they had now?
No, it was like a woven fence. It was squares. Like nine line wires and then up bounds, but it was welded each place. It's something they don't do no more.
Uh-huh.
Undoubtedly, they could make it better at that time. We had one wire bed. If I could find it yet, the old wire is still good.
Mm-hmm.
But later, they learned how to make it really rot up quick. Or else some of these weed killers killed it, I don't know.
Then they can save you some more.
That's right. But they had some barbed wire too. On top.
Yeah. Did people have fences much around here where they would split the wood themselves?
Real fence. We had some in my time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's gone for decoration. Some guy builds a nice home and he wants something out in front, so you buy the rails. And the most of them are on here.
Mm-hmm. What about, would you have a place fenced in that you would keep the hogs if you wanted to fat them up or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who do you mean? Well, like a parcel, you know, to clean it up a little bit. Pretty man, Petey. Of course, the old time people, they say hog meat was good for them, but my uncle and aunt, you know, lived them, I said, almost 90. And they eat it all their life and boiled vegetables, and it didn't kill them.
That's right.
Of course, yeah. If you don't work, it'll get you.
Have to keep up your exercise. Now we got some list of different ways that you would call the if you wanted to call the cows to get them to come in. How would you call them?
Well, I got cows now, but I don't call them.
You don't call them? They know when to come.
Well, they'll learn most anything. They'll come to a comp horn if they learn it.
Mm-hmm.
A truck horn.